Father, this morning we thank you and give you praise once again for who you are. Not only what you've done, but for who you are, Lord. We worship you, Lord, the Creator. We thank you for your creation, Lord. We give you praise this morning. We extol you. We laud you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that in your presence is fullness of joy. Now, Lord, we pray that every word that comes from man would fall to the ground and cease, but that your word would stand forever and be sealed in the hearts. I yield myself to you, Lord. I am your servant. And Lord, you have your way today. Holy Spirit, you come. Bring the will of our Father into this house today in every heart and life. For this we praise you and thank you and give you glory and honor forever. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. How many of you have operated in joy this week? Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. If you'll turn with me to 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 6 through 8. And as always, we'll give honor to God's Word here in just a moment by standing and reading that together. 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 6 through 8. You know, we talk about, I have to tell you, there's been a little prick in my heart because of Bob Mosier. When he prays, and I mean, Bob, of all people, and I know others that do too, but Bob radiates with joy. Amen? He's got a joyful heart. And when you have a joyful heart, that's an absolute outward sign of an inward work. Amen? Hallelujah. Rejoice in the Lord, the Bible says. Again, I say rejoice. Amen? And now, guys, we just prayed, in His presence is fullness of joy. And we're going to look at that a little bit today. I don't know where we're going. God gave me this quickly this morning, but I'm sure He's got more. It seems like He always does. Hallelujah. Once again, I'll remind you, you know, y'all need to pray for me because... it seems like God waits till the last minute to give me what He wants. I seek Him always, but it's just kind of at the last minute, like this morning when I woke up at 4 o'clock, just the Word came and hit me, and I began to look at that. And so what I'm telling you is what happens when I get up here, even though I have maybe some kind of an outline or some kind of a direction, a lot of what comes out of my mouth is fresh off the presses. It comes right from the Holy Spirit. So I get taught just as much as you. Praise the Lord. Amen. So anyway... joy, man, I'm telling you, in His presence is fullness of joy. Let's stand and read 1 Peter 6 through 8. 1 Peter 1, 6 through 8, excuse me. Hallelujah. In this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while, if need be, you have been grieved by various trials. That the genuineness of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perishes, though it be tested by fire, may be found to be praise and honor and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ, whom, having not seen, you love. Though now you do not see Him, yet believing, you rejoice with joy, inexpressible and full of glory. Praise the Lord. Be seated. How many remember when you first came to know the Lord? Many of you may have had horrendous problems you were facing. You may have felt like you were at the end of your rope. Some of you, you just may have known always, ever since you were a small child, that God was there, He was real, and all of a sudden He revealed Himself to you, and now you made the decision that you're going to follow Him. That was a day of rejoicing, wasn't it? Amen? You finally found somebody. You finally heard about somebody who was aware of the things that were going on in your life, who was not oblivious to them, and who cared. Maybe some of you had never felt love before until you met Jesus. Amen? And all of a sudden, the love of God, the loving arms of Jesus came and encompassed you and wrapped you about. God pulled you up into His fatherly lap and began to just let you know how He felt about you and reminded you and showed you that that's why He sent Jesus, His Son, His very best, for you. Amen? Hallelujah. That's a reason for joy, is it not? Hallelujah. In this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while, if need be, you have been grieved by various trials. Well, trials come. trials go, and they're not very much fun. But how many know that that's when joy can come in and take over, when you see God interfacing and intertwined in your problems, reminding you of His Word and causing your faith to grow and be built so that you can walk with joy. Amen? That you're not cast down at those points and you're not left alone. I'd remind everybody again about the little poem, Footprints in the Sand. So many times we get the idea that that's when, you know, when we're going through things, that, you know, okay, God, where are you at? And that's when He comes out and He says, my child, my precious one, that was the moment that I carried you. Praise the Lord. That's another reason for great joy. Amen? Hallelujah. That the genuineness of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perishes, though it be tested by fire, may be found to the praise, honor, and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ. The revelation, the revealing, the exposing of Jesus. Amen? Hallelujah. Does anybody here remember the day that Jesus came in and the overwhelming joy that entered your spirit and your heart at that time? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. A new day, a new beginning. Whom having not seen, you love. Though now you do not see Him, yet believing, you rejoice with joy inexpressible and full of glory. In the King James, this is the New King James, in the King James it says joy unspeakable, which is the same word, unspeakable or inexpressible. Now joy is number 8057 in the concordance. And what it literally means is, from the Brown Drivers Briggs, is joy, myrrh, or gladness. And the way you pronounce the word, which is not important, I'll just give it to you. Simcha. And again, it's myrrh, gladness, joy, gaiety, pleasure, the joy of God, the glad result, or a happy issue. Amen? Now, Merriam-Webster defines it like this. She says, the emotion evoked by well-being, success, or good fortune, by the prospect of possessing what one desires, or simply delight. Praise the Lord. She goes on to say that it's the expression or exhibition of such emotion or gaiety, a state of happiness or felicity or bliss, a source of cause of delight. Now, there's another word that's also mentioned in the many scriptures that talk about joy, and it has similar but not exactly the same meaning, and that would be 5479, and that is the word kahara. Anyway, it means joy and gladness. The joy received from you, the cause or occasion of joy used of persons who are one's joy. How many know the Bible says that God rejoices over you? Amen? Hallelujah. God rejoices over you. God has joy over you. And that's, as the Scripture points out, it's an emotion. It's a violent emotion that He has. In other words, His whole being is put into it. You are here the apple of His eye. He finds joy in you. He's created you for fellowship with Him. And when we walk in faith, we walk in what God has for us and what God has designed for us to do. God rejoices and joys over us. Amen? He sent Jesus, even before we knew Him. Doesn't the Bible say, in that while we were yet sinners, He sent Jesus to die for us? Amen? And we didn't even know Him, before we even knew Him. But it's because He loves us. We're creation, the work of His hand. It's the same thing as a child. How many know the anticipation of a child before it's born? You're excited. You know the child's coming. I imagine He had the same attitude towards us at the moment or just prior to the moment when He created the earth and everything that's in the earth. Amen? Praise the Lord. John 15:11 says, these things have I spoken unto you, that my joy may remain in you, and that your joy may be full. And John 16:24 says, until now you have asked nothing, in my name ask, and you will receive, that your joy may be full. part of the joy that we walk in, part of the joy and rejoicing we have is when we know to, when we go to God, we make a petition to Him, we know that we have the things that we ask. Amen? We know that when we operate in faith, that God answers those prayers and we receive what we ask because we walk in faith and we don't doubt. Amen? That brings great joy, does it not? Does that not get you excited? To know that God cares and when He's listening to you, no matter how minute it is, and more than that, that He knows even before you ask what it is that you need at that moment. And that doesn't just mean spiritual things, that means physical things that you need. God cares about every aspect of our life, does He not? Praise the Lord. 1 John 1:4. Everybody probably knows this verse. We'll read it anyway. 1 John 1:4. And these things I write unto you, or we write unto you, that your joy may be full. The Word was sent. Jesus, the living Word, was sent. And His Word is written on our hearts so that our joy may be full. What does that mean? That means that in Him, when we begin to know who He is and understand His character and understand His promises and understand exactly what His plan for us is, that that should bring not just joy, but great joy. Amen? Joy unspeakable and full of glory. Hallelujah. Hebrews 12, 1 and 2. Hebrews 12, 1 and 2. I'm going to give you these scriptures. I want to read them. We have the time. Hallelujah. Therefore we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily, where which easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before Him, endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Now, we don't think about joy being in suffering. But the point is, it's not the suffering that brings joy, it's the outcome after the suffering. When we go through things, obviously none of us has ever nor ever will go through what Jesus went through, even though we're told to take up our cross and follow Him, that He, because of the joy that God had promised and the outcome of God's plan, had great joy at the fact that He was fulfilling God's plan. When we go through trials and things for His name's sake, when the enemy attacks, then we can stand with joy because we know, first of all, He's got the answer in hand. He's watching over us. He's protecting us. I don't know about you, but that brings great joy to me. That brings a sensation of joyfulness and joy to my spirit and my heart. Amen? How about you? He said He'd never leave us nor forsake us. Now that's enough to get you flat excited. Praise the Lord. Galatians 5, 22 through 26 talks about the fruit of the Spirit. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. Hallelujah. And those who are Christ's have crucified the flesh, which is passions and desires. Amen? Hallelujah. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking one another, envying one another. Hallelujah. The fruit of the Spirit is love and joy and peace and long-suffering and kindness and goodness and faithfulness, gentleness and self-control. Against such there is no law. Did y'all know that joy is one of the fruits of the Spirit? Praise the Lord. Joy. Joy. Hallelujah. I imagine Jesus was in great joy, even though He was asleep in that boat. And while everybody else was at torment, He was at total peace and there was joy in His heart. He knew where He was going. He said, "We're going to the other side." And never once did it ever enter His mind or did He think about the fact that this boat might sink. So He wasn't concerned. Unfortunately, the others, operating by what they saw and not having the peace of God on them at that moment, got all excited and went running to Him and woke Him up and said, "Master, don't you care that we're perishing?" And we know what His reaction was. "Oh, you of little faith." And then he said, commanded the winds and the seas to be still. Amen? Praise the Lord. Joy. Joy should have entered their hearts. Bewilderment did enter their hearts because they saw that even the winds and the waves obeyed him, but joy should have filled their heart. They were with the one that had been sent, and that there was no way that ship was going to go down because he was in his Father's business, about his Father's will, and he was going to the other side. They didn't have a thing in the world to worry about. But unfortunately, like many of us, they operated by what they saw, and fear gripped them. There's no joy in fear. Amen? Fear does not bring joy, it brings torment. Is that right? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Two scriptures in Acts. Acts chapter 13, verse 52. Acts chapter 13, verse 52. And then in, 1352 and 15:3. 1352 and 15:3. And the disciples were filled with joy and with the Holy Spirit. The verses previous to that talked about how the Jews stirred up devout and prominent women and the chief men of the city and raised up persecution against Paul and Barnabas and expelled them from their region. But they shook off the dust from their feet and came to Iconium. But the disciples were filled with joy and with the Holy Spirit. They didn't despair at what had just happened. They knew that they had been about their Father's business. They knew they'd been about the business that Jesus had called them to be about. And so when they left, they didn't fret. They didn't worry. I'm sure they did a lot of praying for those people. But they were filled with joy and with the Holy Spirit. Joy is interconnected with the Holy Spirit in your life. Did you know that? Hallelujah. And 15 verse 3 says, so being sent on their way by the church, they passed through Phoenicia and Samaria, describing the conversion of the Gentiles, and they caused great joy to all the brethren. First of all, the fact that some people had been sent to bring the good news or the gospel to people in these two cities or these two regions. And then the fact that there were conversions brought great joy. We know it brings joy to God when one sinner turns his life over to Him. Amen. We know that the angels rejoice and have great joy and have a celebration when that happens. We also ought to have the same kind of joy. Amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Conversions cause great joy. And the Holy Spirit brings and causes great joy. 1 Thessalonians 2, 19 through 20. 1 Thessalonians 2, 19 through 20. For what is our hope or joy or crown of rejoicing? Is it not even in you, the presence of our Lord, in the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ at His coming? For you are our glory and our joy. Once again, the very fact that Christ has come into our life, that God has sent His Son to be the Savior, and as the Scripture calls it, the propitiation for our sin, that should bring great joy. We don't have to die. You know, in this day and age, I'm sure many of you know, when you've had the opportunity to witness to people or share the hope that's within you, that people understand all the problems in their lives. What they don't know is how to get out of them and how to operate in it. People throw scriptures at people and they said, okay, so now what? You know how many know what I'm talking about? I didn't need somebody to tell me how bad I was. I knew it already. Okay? Just because if you're someone who's never done drugs or gotten into all that kind of garbage or all that stuff, you know, praise the Lord for that, but you still knew that you were in a place that wasn't good and you were hopeless. Amen? Can you all say amen to that? When you heard that word, it came in, it brought joy. It brought joy to me because I was a one who needed the Lord, and it brought joy to God because I surrendered my life, because you surrendered your life. Amen? Hallelujah. Joy. Joy. We should be operating in joy 24/7. We should wake up in the morning with a spring in our step and a praise on our lips and have joy throughout the day, no matter what. And I can tell you something. How many, just go along with me on this. If you got up and you made a point to stand in and operate in the joy of God through the Word, through His presence in your life, and that comes by the relationship too, getting up in the morning and saying, this is a day you have made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. That even when things come, you can still have joy. And you want to see people's eyes bug out of their head, and you want them to say, what is wrong with that man or woman? Well, it's like Bob said to me this morning. I've heard this before, and I've even used this. He's an extremist. I'm an extremist. Are you an extremist? Extremely blessed, extremely prosperous, extremely healthy. Amen? Praise the Lord. We need to be extremists for the Lord. Amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For you are our glory and our joy. Jesus is our joy and glory. Amen. Finally, in Colossians 1, 9 through 14, we read, putting special emphasis on verse 11, Colossians 1, 19 through 20, excuse me, yeah, 1, 9 through 14, excuse me, Colossians 1, 9 through 14. For this reason, we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of His will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that you may walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing Him, being fruitful in every good work, increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might according to His glorious power, for all patience and long-suffering with joy. They're not ceasing to pray because of... they want these people to be filled with the knowledge of His will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that you and I, and the people we pray for, might also walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing Him. How many want to be fully pleasing to the Lord today? Yeah. Being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might according to His glorious power, for all patience and long-suffering with joy. Giving thanks to the Father, who has qualified us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in His light. He has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of His love, in whom we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sin. Hallelujah. That also ought to cause great, great excitement and joy. I would also say that if you wanted to read a really good chapter, Colossians, the first chapter, is a real good chapter to read. I jumped the gun here, Gene. Stand by. Matthew 13:44. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a treasure hidden in a field, which a man found and hid, and for joy over it goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. Hallelujah. In the Word of God, in the presence of God, in walking with God, there is hidden and great treasure. We all know that, amen, because we've experienced it. And we haven't uncovered the entire thing yet, have we? Hallelujah. But in that, what this Scripture is talking about, I believe it's a type and shadow also of what the work that's done in our life, where we go and put everything else aside and go after that hidden treasure with everything within us. And when we do that, it brings great joy. How many know that when you run in a race and you get to the end of that race, you have joy? You've accomplished what you started. Amen? And what was begun in you. Amen? That desire and will to get to the finish line. Amen? Now, the difference with God is the finish line may not be that you finished the race in its entirety, but you finished the race or the course that God set before you. Do you know what I'm saying? Praise the Lord. That word rejoice is 1523, and it's geel. And it means to rejoice, to exalt, or to be glad. To rejoice, to tremble from fear. Webster says, to feel joy or great delight. And in Psalm 118, in closing, Psalm 118, everybody knows this verse, I know they do. Psalm 118, verse 24, basically tells us that the day of the Lord causes rejoicing. Hallelujah. In fact, I remember when Stan gave this message. So this was the Lord's doing in verse 23. It is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. The very fact that you get up in the morning with breath in your lungs, you should be rejoicing. It means another day that God has blessed you with. Amen? And it's another day that you see the fulfillment of God's promise, just like he did to Abraham, with long life will I satisfy you and show you my salvation. Hallelujah. The joy of God should be radiating from us every day in every way. And we shouldn't change, and that joy shouldn't depart when all of a sudden we get into a little situation or the enemy comes and starts to attack us in some way. And remember, it's not attacking us, it's attacking the Word of God in us. Amen? Yeah. Amen? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We should be rejoicing always. The Lord tells us, rejoice. Again, I say, rejoice. Amen? Hallelujah. 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 I'm reminded of an old chorus that says, it's joy unspeakable and full of glory. It's also a scripture. Joy unspeakable and full of glory. And the half has never yet been told. We're only seeing just a glimpse and a glimmer. Imagine the joy that we're going to have when we get into His presence. Amen. When we run the race. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We've got a lot of reasons to have joy in our lives. Amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Yes. Praise you, Lord. We joy in you, Lord. We joy in you. We have rejoice in you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, joy, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your joy. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Father, in Jesus' name, I impart joy now. To those who don't have joy in this house, Lord, I impart that joy. I send your word, which brings and causes great joy. Your word, meaning not only the logos, the written word that we have from this Bible, your written word, but from the living word, the rhema word, the revealed word. I thank you, Lord, for that that comes by the Holy Spirit and by the introduction of your presence and relationship with you in the life, Lord. I thank you for that joy being imparted right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We give you praise. We give you praise. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Praise the Lord. I'm reminded of another old song. It's a good one. Hallelujah. It says, well, it's all over me, and it's keeping me alive. Keeping me alive, it's keeping me alive. Yes, it's all over me, and it's keeping me alive. Jesus is keeping me alive. It's the Holy Ghost and fire, and it's keeping me alive.
keeping me alive. It's keeping me alive. It's the Holy Ghost and fire, and it's keeping me alive. Jesus is keeping me alive. Can you sing that with me? Praise the Lord. It's all over me, and it's keeping me alive. Keeping me alive, it's keeping me alive. Well, it's all over me, and it's keeping me alive. Jesus is keeping me alive. It's the Holy Ghost and fire, and it's keeping me alive. Keeping me alive, it's keeping me alive. It's the Holy Ghost and fire, and it's keeping me alive. Jesus is keeping me alive. I don't know how y'all can sit there. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus, the joy of the Lord, which is your strength. Amen. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Is it not? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for the word this morning. Thank you for your presence. Once again, I ask that every word that came from my mouth and my thoughts would fall to the ground and die, but that your word would be sealed in every heart, sealed by the Spirit of promise. Now, Lord, we lift up every need represented here, Lord. And we ask now if there's any needs, Lord, that you'd meet those needs, whatever they be. You know. You're the author and finisher of our faith. You knew us, Father, before the foundations of the world because you created and designed us. Now, Lord, we thank you for those needs being met. And we offer now, Lord, the opportunity, if someone needs prayer, to receive that now in Jesus' name. If you need prayer this morning for anything, please don't hesitate to let us know. There are people all around here who would be more than happy to pray for you. Amen. Okay. Praise the Lord. Okay. Amen. Praise the Lord. You still haven't found any place? Okay. Well, God knows. God knows. It's not a time for panic or everything. Just God knows. And God knows exactly what He has. But once again, it's not God's timing we struggle with. Or it's not God's the outcome. It's the timing we struggle with. So I thank you once again, Lord. We've not changed our prayer. We've not changed our confession, Lord, that you have exactly the right place and exactly the right location for exactly the right price. And then you have the funds, Lord. You have the funds to meet that need. Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you that it's done and accomplished. Put peace in her heart and let her move for the reason that you would have, Lord, not out of anxiety or torment or fear or discomfort, but, Lord, because you have a plan for her. Reveal that plan to her. We thank you for its coming into fruition and into focus. And that because of that, Lord, you give direction for exactly what your plan and will is. We receive this now in Jesus' name with and for George Ann. And all who agree, say amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Anybody else? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. If there's someone who's not here this morning that you're missing, that you look around and you see there's somebody that you haven't seen for a while, give them a call. Just let them know you're thinking about them. Pray for them and remind them that we're all thinking about them and that we do dearly miss them. Amen? It's good to have our visitor this morning and our returning guests. Praise the Lord. I always love to see it when God does a work and gets people turned on and reveals to them where they're supposed to be. Amen. Hallelujah. And once again, you're a guest in this house. Once after that, you're on your own. You're part of the family. We don't have any ties on you. You come because you want to, and you understand that you're accepted as family. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, Father, we just sanctify the food that we're about to receive in the fellowship. We ask for your presence in our fellowship in Jesus' name, and we receive it all with thanksgiving and give you praise. Amen. Be dismissed.